The first poem I'd like to read is from the Brentwood Anthology, New Moon. The moon stepped out of the sky. She must have wanted time to herself. She was hiding, not hidden. There's a big difference between hiding and hidden when you're that big. Hiding is more trusting. I'll show you where she lay down, just over the ridge. I watched her. I can find that valley again. I'm on my way home now. She traveled in my direction as if she knew her way around. I was hiking in the evening. She took me by surprise. Vacationers go to great expense to watch the expanse of the moon. She didn't want to be effusive or take up too much space, wanting to rest in a familiar bed without fussing with fancy sheets. She abruptly turned out the lights. I didn't wait for an invitation to lie down alongside the moon. I invited myself. I'm rushing home now to grab my sleeping bag and return with my dog, Dudley. He won't alarm her. He doesn't bark at natural shapes. We'll hide there with her. I don't know what I'll say when she wakes up. I could ask her how it feels to be so out of place. The moon could answer and tell me she's really returning home again to rejoice in the ordinary when the ordinary becomes extraordinary. She'll wake up soon, throw on the lights, and return to an ordinary sky. The next one I'd like to read is from a new volume I'm working on, Canoe Trip to Possum Lake. We carry a canoe along the path and climb under a canopy of oaks. The forest invites us. It was a test we passed as boys when we hiked here over rotting logs. Yellow jackets swarmed out and attacked us. We were intruders. The canoe grew heavy with fear on our arms. We couldn't drop it and run. We reached the lake half an hour later, each of us swollen. This story passes between us. It was a victory, we tell ourselves. We could have died from our wounds. We return again and again to this familiar lake. We make a path each time. I see my youth on the water. We plunge into the cold lake, splashing, getting wet fast, and measuring our worth. We want to be sure boys canoe here again and again. There are no adults here. This is the water of boyhood and the fear of being lonely. It grew up and grows older. We make what we can out of water. The last poem I'd like to read is Two Pints. This is my sister's house. My brother stands at the door waiting for the van to arrive. He goes to the center 4 days a week. My father's shoulders loom steadfast, a mountain at my shoulder. We made a commitment to him that we would look after his older son who could no longer look after himself. Sitting with my brother after Dad's funeral, I listened to him express self-doubts that his illness had gotten in the way. Could he have been a better son? That evening, we watched Invincible. I brought 2 pints of ice cream. My brother wanted mint chocolate chip. I wanted raspberry chocolate truffle. Rounding his fingers on the bowl, my brother was pleased. He would have enough for 2 nights. I took the emptied bowls into the kitchen and returned with my bowl. I was sampling the mint chocolate chip. Becoming anxious, he feared he would not have enough for the following night. The next evening, he finished off the mint chocolate chip, and we shared the raspberry chocolate truffle. I was pleased. I love having a brother. I wanted to yell through his illness, to utter a prayer for what he couldn't say, to make me understand how something can go wrong, to plea, to implore the universe to understand sharing is essential. Thank you. The next reader will be Barry Governor. Thank you.